existence was a large planet, much like Earth 1,000 years ago. The inhabitants were a simple people known as Xisters. The great king sovereign who ruled the planet was not only kind and wonderful, but he was magical and full of good ideas and surprises. King Sovereign had one child, Prince Loed. He was not only the most handsome man on existence, but he was honest, fun, wise, and fair, and kept each person's best interests in mind. In fact, Prince Loed was perfect in every way. Late one beautiful night, while walking in the palace gardens with his lovely queen, Hoeli, King Sovereign had an idea.
"You know, my dear, how we've been discussing Loed's birthday next year, and how we'd like to find him a wife who would make his life special and more complete?"
"Yes, my dear."
"Wouldn't it be grand if Prince Loed would marry a common Xister rather than a woman of nobility?"
"But why, my love?"
"It will help him understand the common people better. Through her, he would be able to inform me about the things my people need. What desires they feel."
"What a fine idea, my love. But how will you find the right woman?"
"Of course, not any wife will do. She must be a wise woman, but still compassionate, patient, and obedient and loyal. How do I go about choosing the right wife for Loed and the right princess for existence? This is a tough nut to crack." "Yes. Splendid. That gives me a grand idea."
"Yes, your Majesty?"
"Arise, my friends, arise. My faithful servants, I have a special assignment for you. I wish for you to help me to find the princess to be. Your mission is to go through the whole kingdom of existence, passing through every village, every town, and every city, and every culture. Search high and search low for women of excellence, in character above all, and bring them here to me. Then, I will choose from among them the best wife for my son."
"Your wish is our decree."
"It shall be done most speedily."
"We'll honor you efficiently."
"To you we pledge loyalty."
True to their word, King Sovereign's servants did not leave a corner of existence unexplored. Women of all shapes and sizes were called to present themselves at the palace. Some of the women were beautiful beyond belief, and others were plainer, but all were chosen because of some special virtue that they had. Sad to say, many women bickered and argued, thinking they should be the ones chosen to marry Prince Loed.
Ladies, follow me, please."
The servant led the women into a large and beautiful chamber. One of the walls was covered by a huge mirror.
"King Sovereign has provided this beautiful chamber for you to stay until he is able to see you. Please make yourselves comfortable. Ta-ta."
Unknown to the girls, on the other side of the mirror sat the king and queen.
"You see, Queen Hoeli, from the side, this mirror is actually a window. The girls cannot see us, but we can see them."
"A splendid idea. From here, we can watch how the girls really are when they think we're not watching."
"Yes, we can observe their true actions and behavior."
After a week of silently watching the women, the king decided it was time to put his secret plan into action.
"Ladies, King Sovereign the Great, the most powerful and grander majesty on the face of existence, Hoeli, his queen, and their beloved and only son, Prince Loed, will now honor you with their presence."
"Arise, ladies, arise. Let me look at you all. My, my, aren't you all so lovely?"
"Yes, outstanding. What gems you rule over, Sovereign."
"As you know, one of you here today will become my son's wife. But which one is no easy decision to make."
"'Tis true, my father. They are all charming."
"So, It will be up to each of you to decide who will be his wife. I will give you each a special magical seed. You must water it, care for it, love it, and see that the seed grows. Then in 1 year on my son's birthday, you must return to this room and show me what your seed has become. The lady who has best tended to the magic seed will marry my son and become Princess of Existence.
The king reached into a bag and pulled out a large handful of bright, magical-looking seeds. They were many different shapes, colors, and sizes, far more beautiful than even the most precious jewels on Earth.
Prince Lord, please give one seed to each woman.
Yes, Father. Here's one for you.
Thank you, my lord.
And one for you.
Thank you, Prince Lord.
And one for you.
Finally, the prince came to the last woman in the room. From the moment he first saw her, he had liked this girl more than the rest.
And here, my dear, one for you.
Thank you, my lord.
But then he noticed that the seed he had given her was quite plain compared to the rest, a dull brown color with white around the edges. Frantically, he dug around in the bag for another seed to give her, but there were none left.
I suppose I'd better trust my father, even though some seeds seem more lovely than the others. But oh, how I wish that this were the girl I were to marry, for there's something special about her, and she has already stolen my heart.
Now remember, ladies, you must nurture and care for this gift. I will see you in 1 year. Farewell.
How unfair, Brachnys. How unfair, unfair, unfair. Why, your seed is lovelier than mine. Surely it will grow into a better flower, but I am lovelier than you are, so my seed should be prettier than yours.
I was given the larger, lovelier seed because, as it is well known, I am much more beautiful than you, Concilia.
No, I am the loveliest of all, and so is my deep red seed. The prince gave it to me for a reason.
Ha! Yours isn't that beautiful, and neither are you. Speaking of ugly, look at Lolilia's seed. It is an ordinary brown, so pitifully plain, just like her. Of all seeds we were given, hers is the smallest and the ugliest. And did you notice how the prince gave it to her last of everyone?
I thought my sapphire seed was plain and small until I saw yours, Lolia.
It's true. My seed is indeed quite plain. It looks almost like an ordinary clover seed. Oh dear, my heart feels like it will break. I want so much to be Prince Lord's wife. When I saw his face, I knew I would love him forever. But what can I do? If my seed does not bloom more beautifully than the others, how will I gain King Sovereign's favor and Prince Lord's hand in marriage? Nevertheless, I will be faithful with my seed and care for it with all my heart.
The year began to pass quickly for the ladies, but slowly for Lolilia and the prince. They desperately wished to be with each other, but wondered how it would be possible because of the small, plain brown seed. All over existence, in the homes of these women, lovely and exquisite blossoms began springing up. Meanwhile, in her small garden, Lolilia faithfully and carefully tended to her precious seed, but with only 3 days left until the prince's birthday celebration, her seed had still not sprouted.
I don't understand it. I had dreamed that you would open for me, little seed, and become a rare and beautiful flower, the greatest of them all. But you are still as much a seed today as the day you were given to me. But you are still mine, and I will care for you forever, because you are a gift to me from the prince.
As she stood, one of her teardrops fell to the ground and soaked into the seed. When she returned with her watering can only a minute later, she saw that it had sprouted.
Oh, you are indeed a magical seed. Was it my tear that brought you to life?
By the next day, the sprout had become a full-blossomed white clover.
Dear Clover, you are quite an ordinary-looking flower, but to me, you are the loveliest of all plants.
Finally, the great day arrived. The women, dressed in their finest clothes, gathered again in the chamber at the king's palace, carrying with them their different plants. Some plants were wider than five of the plumpest people you could ever see. Others were not so amazing in size or colors, but had the most wonderful fragrance.
I wonder how the king will choose which of our plants is the loveliest.
Yes, it'll be quite hard to decide, I'm sure.
What kind of a plant is that?
Yeah, you shouldn't have even thought of coming, Lolilia. The king will only laugh at your plain little plant.
All the ladies lined up next to their plant as King Sovereign, Queen Holy, and Prince Loed entered the crowded room and passed from plant to plant.
Lovely. Ah, yes. Yours is extraordinary. Quite beautiful. My, my.
Then the king saw Lolilia's white clover.
Please stand over here, my dear.
She is to be punished for not having a beautiful plant like ours.
After finishing his inspection of each plant, King Sovereign walked to the corner of the room where Lolilia stood.
My child, why are you weeping?
I weep, Your Majesty, because I wish so much that my plant was not a disappointment to you. And I'm so sad because I will never have the fortune of becoming Prince Lord's wife.
Ah, but you are wrong. You are the one that is destined to marry my son.
But how is this possible, my lord? You said the prince would marry the woman who grew the most extraordinary plant from the magical seeds.
And yours, Lolilia, is the most extraordinary blossom.
That's a lie.
What do you mean?
Mine is the most beautiful.
Ladies, allow me to explain. Your plants and flowers may be beautiful, but Lolilia is the only one who actually grew the seed that I gave her. I know this because I gave each one of you clover seeds.
What?
Mine wasn't a clover seed.
Mine certainly wasn't.
Nor mine.
Yes, they were all clover seeds, disguised with sparkles and colors. I also touched the seed with magic, so that they may not grow unless watered by a tear filled with love. When your seeds did not sprout, you must have left them and purchased other seeds, which grew into plants you have brought here today. Only Lolilia has tended to her original seed, faithfully. And so she shall marry my son.
None of the ladies could protest. Everything King Sovereign had said about their deceit was true. The faithful and loving care Lolilia had given her simple gift put her in the place of highest honor. Prince Loed and Lolilia were happily married that very day. Prince Loed and Princess Lolilia had many children and ruled existence with King Sovereign and Queen Holy happily ever after.